On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. On Twitter at TallCanAudio or at Facebook.com/TallCanAudio.
Welcome to another Audio Whiplash podcast. Rob over there.
Who couldn't use more sax in their life?
Little sax on the beach.
I love a little dirty sax.
Yeah. Facebook.com/TallCanAudio. Oh, she already said that.
She did.
I got to get used to that, man. I used to have to do all this shit.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Man, I'm living. L-I-V-I-N. The life.
Nice.
What about you? How are you doing? You swelp motherfucker.
Good, man. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm also living.
Are you, but it's
L-I-V-I-N-G.
Yeah, no, L-I-V-I-N.
Apostrophe.
You drop the G off. Just psh, gone.
Psh, see ya.
That's the kind of carefree lifestyle I choose to live.
All right.
All indignant and shit.
She.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry I've swore on your radio show twice now.
Yeah, just twice.
For no apparent reason either. I'm not really that fired up.
No?
No.
All right. Well, hopefully that changes. I'm gonna share this with everybody at those earlier mentioned social media links that I'm not going to talk about anymore. There was a great story, in my opinion, out of the University of Calgary.
Home of the Dinos, baby.
Yeah.
And our Western correspondent, nope. Dean Kozak.
That is not where he is from.
That's where he went to school, though.
Oh. Well, how about that? That sandal-wearing motherfucker.
Creepy bastard. Creepy bastard, meet creepy bastard. Look at that plant. I think it's grown a big purple head. Oh, wait, no. It's just Dean.
Carry it on. Because it may have been him in the story here. Did you watch this? I know I sent it to you at work. I don't know if you had a chance to give the video a look.
No, but I'm very... I didn't. There was no link in it.
God.
Okay, but... There. No, but I'm very familiar with the story.
Useless tit. I haven't read anything.
Yeah, but... Hey, man. I don't need to do research. I'm just bringing it.
Okay. Well, let's see.
And I am very familiar with the story.
Okay. So, this dude meets a girl named Nicole.
Very, very loosely used. Dude.
Meets a girl named Nicole somewhere around Calgary. Knows she is going to school there, as is he, apparently. And she gives him a phone number so that ideally they can touch base again down the road, as you do, right? The phone number doesn't work when he reaches out. Now, I myself can't say I've ever been fake numbered, but I've heard it happens to people.
And a loose straw poll of a bunch of women, and that's what I call it.
Yes.
The straw poll.
Right.
They say, yeah, happens all the time, right?
Fake numbers.
Fake numbers, or just one digit off, or whatever it is, right? Yeah. You're just...
It's that great episode of Seinfeld where she always gives the same fake number and it turns out to be this bagel shop or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, the phone number doesn't work. So this guy goes into the email list or whatever you would want to call it at the
directory.
University. Yeah.
And do these things exist? Clearly.
So when you go to – probably not when you went to school. When the rest of us went to school, you were assigned a school email address. Now, the first – I went to two different colleges because the first one didn't go so swimmingly.
It didn't take.
Right. So your first one, your email address was your student number. Did you have student numbers back when you went? You were probably student like 27 at the time.
Did you have one on your stone tablet that you carried around?
Mine was 9 digits long at college.ca.
Oh, you kid, are you? Making me blush.
At least 9 digits long. The second college I went to, it was my name at said college.ca.
Which most work addresses are now, right? In some fashion.
So it would be an autofill situation, I would think, right? You start to type in MATT, and I presume then all the mats would start to pop up underneath. That's got to be the only – you can't just click on it and find.
Yeah, I'm not sure, right? I think the autofill traditionally just, you know, will just in an email will only fill in people you have contacted.
In your contacts. Well, within the college, you know, because they'd want you to be able to find your professors.
Okay, and that being said, you're right. There may be a global address on the intranet.
Right. So we're not exactly sure. But what he did do was go through the university directory and send one email to every Nicole.
271 different Nicoles.
This included students. This included professors. One of the dean's names was Nicole. And the letter, paraphrasing, essentially says, if you're a Nicole that matches this description, your number didn't work.
And we had this great conversation.
About Nietzsche.
Yeah. And honestly,
way to narrow it down.
First year university student, and you're dropping the Nietzsche quotes.
Yeah. Look at you guys. So this gets sent to everybody, all these Nicoles, hoping to find his lost love. But he does, to his credit, put at the end, if this was intentional, if you actually don't want to talk to me, I understand. But if this was a mistake, now you can reach me, kind of thing. So 271 Nicoles, you said. Not one of them is his Nicole. But it does start a unique group of Nicoles who have now bonded over this experience of receiving
They're building a wall and a fortification against all men.
No Nicoles or Nicoles only kind of thing. But they've started a Facebook group called Nicole from Last Night. There's pictures of them on this where all these Nicoles have gotten together at bars and they're partying together and having a great time.
Waving their phones.
Right. But one of the Nicoles on the list knows the
other Nicole.
The Nicole that we're looking for in this love story. And lets her know, because he also said in his email, you were from Holland, I believe, and we discussed Nietzsche. So someone knows Nicole from Holland and lets her know, and she does get back to him. She actually did just give him the wrong number, and she's glad that he reached out, and it's very romantic. This, to me, is the ultimate in it all depends on your perspective. There are people in the world who will think this is the creepiest thing in the world, that you would go to this length to find some girl who clearly didn't want to talk to you. And yet the girl who he's looking to actually find, found it sweet, found, like I said, it's a romantic gesture. Where do you land on this, man? Can you pester an entire university to try and get a second date?
No, you cannot. No, you cannot. It's not like she fished you out of the river and you had this moment where you owe her, like you have this deep connection. To me, there's a bunch of people, and clearly this Nicole falls into the category that says, this is a whole lot like You've Got Mail.
Okay.
Right? There's this beautiful burgeoning love story out of this, and you go, yeah, that's so sweet. And then there's the flip side that goes, this may end with someone in a freezer.
Right.
I have no idea, but I know which way I lean.
Right.
And you go, okay, now, buddy, you're on notice. You are officially, it was on CBC is where the link you sent to me, right? I heard it on local radio, I don't know.
Yeah, it's been everywhere. Earlier.
But, this is, you are on notice now, my friend, for creepy behavior. Because I want to see what happens next. When Nicole, you find that Buddy and his, scintillating
Nietzsche conversation.
This is it, right? And wherever else he's going with this.
I think he was her Uber driver, I believe, is where they actually met.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Okay.
Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure. We'll post the story.
Yeah. And you go, okay, you know what? Frederick, Randall, whatever your name is, I don't think this is working. What happens then? That's what I want to see. And most women, again, who've said they do this all, they or their friends have done it all the time, and they're creeped out because most creepy guys will right on the moment, on the spot, go, let me just check it to make sure I have the number right. And they'll text you on the spot.
Yep.
That to me is also, you're like, oh, shit. Busted. Which is why you only put it one digit off, right? Because you go, oh, sorry.
Oh, it was just a 7.
My bad.
Yeah. I don't know, because this is one of those things that also comes off, like you said, there is the grand gesture crowd. And so you're right. This could be construed as creepy. This is a thing that happens all the time, getting fake numbered. But she didn't fake number him.
Okay, but have you ever asked for somebody's number in a bar? Have you ever asked for somebody's number in a bar? I have never asked. Have you ever bought somebody a drink?
Yes.
Somebody you didn't know?
Yeah, we'd been talking for a little while first in that bar, but we had never met. She was a friend of a friend.
Okay.
So there was a tie together.
Yeah, all
but
right.
But no, I'm not the type of guy who walks up to strangers in a bar, but our groups kind of converged and we started talking. And so, now it's whatever. But no, I've never asked for, like in that type of instance, if she wants to hear from me, I can kind of work this through our
Sugar
mutual
beak,
friend
can I,
later on, right?
Like, buy you a drink.
That is exactly how it went. It's like you were there.
Sorry, man. Get into my head.
So it's, to me, I tend to agree with you that the wide majority of people are going to go, what the fuck, buddy? But she was happy to hear from him.
Yeah. Well, and that is the silver lining to the story, right? Yeah. And it's a happy ending. But
270 Nicoles went, what is, oh, fuck, right? Yeah. This is weird.
Creepy bastard.
Don't ever email me again.
Yeah, reply saying, you know what?
Reply all.
Take a hint.
Leave all us Nicoles alone.
She didn't want to see you.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Sure. It's just an interesting.
And have you never had a date before? Because if you have, you wouldn't be so hung up on this one.
Right.
That I may never get another date.
This is my only shot.
I am all in on this date. Otherwise,
I'm going to die alone.
That strikes me as way too much work.
Yeah.
For somebody who may have other options.
Right.
Right? You're like, oh my God, I see, belly lint and cat hair in my future. That's it.
Do you think maybe part of this in his approach is, even if I don't find my Nicole, maybe a couple of these in the middle. was sweet.
You know what? All right. This is an angle. This is an angle I haven't thought of.
And Nicole will think this was awfully nice of me.
Of that 270, maybe 10% of those are going to go, look at that. Aww. That is a thoughtful guy, right? He's out there. He's putting his little message in a bottle and he's throwing it out.
He just really likes Nicole's.
And this is it. And you're like, I don't know. Maybe one of these others. I have, honestly, until you mentioned that right at this moment, totally, totally new to me. Because it's like women who write to men on death row because they've done heinous, heinous things.
Yeah.
And they go, oh.
I can change him.
I can change him.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
No,
you can't. You're in the duffel bag, Ethel. That's how that goes. Right? No, you can't.
Yeah.
So, way to go, Matt. Look at you.
Maybe I should start.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? After the show, we'll start crafting a letter. Now, Matt does not own a duffel bag. Trust me, ladies. Totally good to go.
I do have a freezer.
Yeah, but it's
not big enough.
It's
for
not
a
big
league.
Enough. Yeah, honestly, it's that'll never work.
I'll figure something out.
That'll never. Yeah,
some other horrible way to kill
quickly
people.
Moving along.
Speaking of things that are only mildly, I'm going to say more creepy than
and likely to end up in Holland as well.
Good point. Back around Labor Day, we're a couple of weeks late to this, but the story all happened pretty quickly. It was a company in Toronto called Aura Dolls. They wanted to open a brothel for men to visit sex dolls. Not women, simply like silicone women. You show up like a brothel, you take your
the doll, doll of your choice
into a room where there's adult entertainment playing and you have your way with them.
In a room where you do what you don't confess.
That's right.
Just minus the satin dress.
If you, well, you probably bring your own, put it on the doll.
Well, what if I'm wearing it?
Whatever you got to do, man. So the idea here is pretty obvious.
No, Matt, what is it?
No, it's a brothel.
Yeah, okay, but.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to fuck the doll.
Oh, I get it. Ah, see again, more Matt. Filling in the X, the Y, and the Q.
$80 for 30 minutes with one doll, all the way up to $900 for two dolls for 4 hours. Dolls. Not women.
Seems dolls. Like, seems the 30 minutes seems like about 26 minutes longer than I need.
They encourage you, but don't force you, to use a condom and bring lube and whatever, I guess for the comfort of the doll. I don't know. The dolls are replaced every 6 months. Yikes. These are not one-time use dolls. It's these people who remain anonymous. The company is called Aura Dolls, but the owners didn't want to, whatever. They had managed to get a city license to open a business right around Yonge and Sheppard.
Okay, but actually saying what they were doing.
Yes.
Brothels aren't legal.
No, but it's not a woman, so.
Okay, good point. Good point. Yeah, not actual humans being exploited.
Right. So they're looking to get this set up, and they said, we got the idea while we were in Japan.
The Japanese are crafty and wily and highly perverted.
These types of businesses also, I guess, exist in Europe, but this was going to be the first one in Canada. You don't have to see anyone when you arrive. It says you pay at the door and then go off to your room or whatever. It didn't say that there was someone standing there, so I don't know if it's like...
Who's ensuring the half an hour is adhered to?
Someone knocking on the door or whatever. But their case was that this was supposed to shine a light on the dangers of the sex work industry, right? That hopefully people who have really dark fantasies can do to a doll something that they couldn't do with another human being. But it also says on the website, please don't beat the shit out of the doll. So I
somebody
don't really
else
know.
Is right behind you.
Doesn't want a blackened eye.
Now, did they speak of the sanitation of the of said doll?
This is the part that freaks me out. It says you're encouraged to use a condom and that they are replaced every 6 months. So someone is coming along to clean them. But what does that look like?
It involves one of those little giant steamers things that they carry along with a little wand and you're getting right in there.
This is the weirdest fucking thing. So just to, you know, before we get in, immediately after, within 2 days of this story being sent to me, there's another one that says, residents of the Yonge and Sheppard area not loving this, this going into the plaza that it was going into, which also had...
The rubber brothel.
Yes. The balloon brothel is what I believe I was going with. But so it had a massage parlor in it that was well known to be not above board.
A little rub and tug.
Yeah, and a couple of other things. But
see, why can't you stick with that?
That this neighborhood is family-oriented and they don't want these things.
Johnny drama.
And any sort of... I don't know what you're doing over there, but...
Johnny drama. Used to love to... On Entourage.
Oh, the rub and tugs,
used to love to go down to the rub and tub.
Yeah.
Tug.
That... These sorts of businesses, in terms of adult entertainment, are supposed to be located in commercial or industrial areas, not in areas zoned for family living. And so That was raised within 2 days of...
Nobody's walking in there with their rubber doll under their arm like a surfboard.
That's true. 3 days after that, the place is not going to open. It's being shut down. The city said, we didn't fully understand what this was going to be. We don't, you know, really want these types of businesses being whatever's Aura Dolls. In the end, is not opening at Young and Shepherd. At least not now. They're
Aura.
Exploring A-U-R-A okay. Dolls. I don't know where that comes from.
Not O-R-A.
Right.
Okay.
Like, I'd fuck a woman, or I'd fuck a doll.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know what that works. Yes. But, you know.
Or a doll.
Yeah. I'd fuck a woman or a doll. There you go. No, so it turns out it's not going to open. But this was the weirdest, especially the prices. Like, I know that shouldn't be the creepiest part. But is it worth $900 to get two sex dolls for 4 hours? What are you possibly doing that you couldn't have, you know, presumably you can buy your own sex doll at home, use it whenever you want. Why do you have to?
For how much?
Well, I don't know.
Come on, like, Matt.
Is the blow-up doll of lesser value than the silicone built job, right? Like,
I'm sure, and I have no idea.
That this was right. supposed to be more lifelike?
That yeah, that the doll that, I don't know, you inflate with a foot pump, right? That may be the, you know, the same factory where they make a flamingo and sure. whatever else versus the one that's going to be...
Beaten up in the back
yeah,
of a...
Or like, yeah, made of silicone, like a, yeah. like a boob job, perhaps. I have no idea.
Right.
Right. Clearly, that would be worth more money.
I guess. And like, you're going somewhere essentially to jack off. Well, like that's what this is, but with how high tech of an aid, essentially.
And do I get to pick what's on the TV?
Yeah, it didn't say.
Oh, see, this is what I need to know.
Whatever, bring your phone. Like, again, why do you have to go to a fucking rubber brothel?
I don't.
No, I get it, but who cares what's on the fucking TV? You have a TV at home.
Well, and do I get a choice?
Like, what do you want? Like Monday Night Football or something?
Yeah, well,
Golden Girls gets you fired up a little bit. Oh,
Blanche Devereaux, come on. Why not, right?
Sure.
I always had a thing for, you know, Maude as well. Well, how could you not?
Maude Flanders?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Actually, I like the religious absolutely. Girls.
And then there's Maude. Come on, man, you know what I'm talking about.
Sort of. As a cultural reference, but not as a... What show is that one even from again?
Yeah, Dorothy from Golden Girls.
I know that.
Okay, she was Maude was a show she was on in the 70s.
Oh.
It was called Maude.
Okay.
And that was part of the theme song. And then there's Maude. Anyways.
So it was just interesting to me to see this become a big thing, and then all of a sudden everyone was up in arms, and then it wasn't happening. All within a week. But this is one of the creepiest fucking...
Well...
Like, you've traveled the world. You've been to Japan.
Yep.
Have you walked by, like were the really obvious signs for, because it's supposed to be more, they have, what do they call them, bathhouses?
Oh, they love the bathhouses there.
Is that not supposed to be a little?
Of course it is.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Like, are these things far more common? Are they readily accepted? Beside the 7-Eleven. And
okay, well, you know what it's right beside? It's right beside the vending machine where you can get used women's underwear.
Okay. Used by who? So,
you don't know.
No, that's, I'm sure. But
and that's the beauty of it, right?
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and
some
again,
guy.
I have this. I'm a bit of a germaphobe. But well, this you have no. It's a sumo diaper, really.
Right.
And you go. It's like one of those things when you go to like Chuck E. Cheese and a little claw, and you're trying to. And you go.
I just. Want,
oh, I've got the.
I just want the little thong, not the I've, giant.
I've
fucking
got the
bloomers.
Huge one that's weighted down by. Whatever. No, but they actually have these. These are, see, the Japanese have this very, it's a dual thing, right? Where it's very proper. Everything is about, is honor.
Yes.
And then there's this whole separate thing, which is totally.
Dishonorable.
You know, bordering on deviant behavior,
this
right?
It's right out on the streets.
You know, the vending machine where you can buy used underwear is. So, but you could go buy. Yeah, any woman could go by and put their used underwear in and get paid for it. No, and then I could go by
and take
purchase.
It I thought these were stocked by, like, when Coke comes by to put the Coke and the Sprite in there, they also have a batch.
You're out doing vigorous calisthenics, and you Get a couple yen for your underwear.
Holy fuck! you'd have to like go. You go for a run. Go find, stick your fucking boxers in there. Some guy pays his whatever.
Yeah, hey, I got a set with a roll of nickels in the back of them.
Who's the wise guy who put these in here? It'll work.
Union Jack boxers.
They'll do, I guess.
This isn't. Not if I'm going to press them to my face, they're not.
I'm suffocating under this.
There's 50 yen I'll never get back.
You're better off, buddy.
Honestly. No, I'm not. But it's funny, you said, yes, stick them right against your face. Is that what you said?
You said.
Oh,
I said, this will do, and you said.
I had totally thrown that onto you.
I know you had.
All right. Clearly, I said something I wanted to get out there, and I. All right. Yeah. Oh, no, wait. I've stuck them to my face. Sorry about that. What a pervert. Honest to God.
End up getting your own underwear out of the machine.
But
I changed my mind. Oh, now it's costing me all this money.
That's how you know you've been there too many times. Dropping a pair of mine every time, pulling or a pair of mine. I've come full circle.
I'm more thinking you forgot this was your last pair. They're sitting there feet. I need those back.
Well, I don't worry.
Yeah. Come on.
If I was that worried, I'm a kilt wearing guy. We don't worry. We don't worry about that. Underwear's for losers.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Weird shit around the world, and apparently just wasn't going to fly at Young and Shepherd.
Well, and really, it just goes to show we're prudes.
I guess so.
Well, absolutely.
Like, there's a school not too far away. I kind of get it, but.
Right. But what's going to happen?
Again, it's not like there's a big.
Do you think somebody's going to whip open the back door and they're going to be humping a silicone doll while kids are at recess?
Like, it's essentially a shed. But
like, okay. Yeah, if it's a machine shed, if it has a tin roof.
Right.
There's warning signs there.
Yeah.
Right. But that's the thing. It's no one's going to go. It's sex.
Yeah.
And not everybody can get it in the conventional way.
It's just so strange to me that anyone thinks there's enough. Look, I get it. People are willing to pay for sex and these sort. Were enough people ever going to be willing to pay for sex with a doll?
Well,
like, that's the weird part to me. And at those prices, like, I to me, that's weird, man. Not that people do it, but that they expect enough people to do it.
Yeah. See, the thing to me is. Yeah, it's as a borderline germaphobe, I don't go in for that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. These aren't one-time use disposal. Someone's going to clean it, and then the next guy's.
Yeah, so I've never completely understood the sex doll phenomenon, but it's been around for decades.
Right. Have you ever heard of, I'm pretty sure, there's a few different brands of them. It's kind of like the Kleenex versus the tissue or whatever. It's called the Pocket Pussy. And it's essentially, it's like a beer can, but it's got like a nice linen in it that's supposed to feel nice, and you're supposed to fuck this can.
Is this like a fleshlight?
Yes. And that might be the other brand.
I think that's the big go-to.
Yeah, but I think this is the same thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. This brand has deals with, like, the most popular porn stars. You can put their face on it, or you can put, you know, their other things on it.
Like, are we talking about the Fleshlight now, or are we talking
I'm pretty sure these are the same thing, that they're just a different company.
Can I get wool sock on the inside, or?
Fuck. I'm a man who loves friction.
I'm kidding. You're like, material? Who wants material inside of it?
But there is some kind of material in it that's supposed to simulate sex.
What?
And then you're supposed to take it out.
Me in a track pan? Like, what?
This is supposed to simulate you not having to jerk
off. This is what I'm saying.
Right.
Don't go with flannel or some type of cotton. Why wouldn't you go with the silicone or rubber?
Well, I think they have.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. There's some kind of material. And I didn't say wool sock. Okay. Again, you said wool sock.
That's my spanker cheek. Just get over it.
But yeah, like these things, like, to me, would, if I was even mildly interested, lose all their appeal the second I'm done and now have to clean my own fuck can. Like, what is this?
Okay,
like,
all right.
This sucks.
So you and everybody who's over the age of, I don't know, consent understands what you're talking about. You're like, okay, so the idea that, yes, you've used this fuck can, as you choose to call it.
Yeah.
Right? Is that any different than a woman with the dildo?
I guess not. Like, I'm not, no. I'm not arguing the fact that sex toys and these things exist and are fine.
Because you have but to, something are you is not, going. Are you not boiling that when you're done with it or whatever's happening with it? Throw it in a casserole dish in the microwave?
What the hell?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know. I guess I don't know where you store these things.
Okay, this
probably
is
not in the microwave.
This is what I'm saying. I don't think anybody is cleaning any of these implements at the moment.
No, you're not leaping out of bed.
I like to keep a clean house. I better get on that right now.
Okay, but you and I both
know that's a Saturday morning.
That when a woman is done with hers, it's in a very different condition than when a guy is going to be done with this fuck can.
Whatever do you mean?
Yeah, come on. So that's the difference to me, is that this is immediately going to seem like a bad idea right afterward. Oh, I wish I hadn't done that.
Well, I think it's probably a great idea right, right after you use it. This will give you 50% better sleep.
So they say. Guaranteed. I don't know that the fuck can makes a difference in that, but.
Can you snuggle
it
out?
I think
after?
I might open a competitor.
and call the fuck can. Honestly, great idea. But a can is only so deep, right?
But I guess the difference is you've talked about the dildo. We're talking about the fleshlight, the pocket pussy, whatever. That is done at home. You pay for it once. It's in the. You're not getting on the subway.
Have you ever been on public transit?
I was just going to say, you're not getting on the subway and going to pay, $100 to fuck this thing somewhere else and then do the walk of shame.
You're not talking about on the subway.
No, I'm talking about going back to Oradolls.
I think your fuck can would be more discreet.
That's what I'm saying.
Take it on the subway with you.
Jesus Christ. You really are on different buses than me, I think. You often come in complaining about the things you see
only
on the bus.
Only the ones I get to get here.
Yeah, well, fair enough. To me, I have no idea how this was ever going to fly, what they ever expected to happen, and what the business model looks like. Is it that expensive because so few people are going to use it?
Well,
like I said, sex toys at home, I get it, man. Whatever floats your boat.
And you said it was in a mall?
Like a plaza, outdoor.
Okay, not like next
no,
to the,
it wasn't
next,
like
next
Nito
to the
Center
foot, next to the Foot Locker.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to think of the Nordstrom's there.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Something a little more upscale.
I'm going to get a little bean and tofu wrap, and then I'm going to hit the fuck dolls.
Then I'm going to fuck something.
Well, the bean and tofu wrap may also work.
Please clean that. I don't know, man.
You've taken us down a very sordid path here this evening.
I think you've taken me way off the path I intended this to go, but...
That never happens,
no,
does it?
I know. But I don't really have a good closing for this, so we'll just leave it with you. We'll share these stories as well at or fuck something at Tallcan Audio on Twitter, facebook.com/Tallcan Audio.
Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, or
thoughts.
Don't
I said like, thoughts? Yeah. Please, thoughts.
No selfies while you're there.
Or used underwear. Something tells me, good listener. We don't need your underwear.
This is back-to-back episodes of Audio Whiplash that have been a total debacle.
Yeah, this one's. I think this one's way better.
Okay, cool. We'll catch you all on the next one.
See ya.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tallcan Audio on your favorite podcast app.